This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. I am contemplating throwing away the rest of the script that is in my hand because I was just notified on social media that the classic 2000s teen drama The OC is now available on Amazon Prime Video in Canada. We may have to stop the show right now. I made it to go home and start watching this right away. This is very exciting news. And my weekend plans can now officially be canceled. But before I can get to my weekend, let's bring in Greg David for the scoop on what's going on around AMI. And Greg is a communications specialist for the company and joins us from Chelsea, Quebec on Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day. So happy Saint-Jean to you, Greg.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I report to Ontario's head office, so I don't actually get the day off today. But it was funny, you were talking about this earlier, and in this small town of Chelsea, we went through the downtown yesterday afternoon, and there was a big tractor trailer advertising fireworks.
Heck yeah. Did you pick up any?
No, but we're going out this afternoon, so maybe I'll pick some up. Do they still make the burning schoolhouse? Can I get that?
I don't know, but you're a law-abiding citizen, so I see how you can avoid these temptations of fireworks displays in Quebec. Do you guys have dogs at your house?
No, we have a cat. We do have dogs in our neighborhood, though. Yeah. And that is the one unfortunate thing that everybody heads to social media and talks about, how their dogs are not coping, which I totally understand.
Yeah, I get it, but maybe we can, like, give the dogs a safe room for like 20 minutes and give me a fireworks show. Cause you know,
right.
We gotta enjoy ourselves too. Dogs get to run around like sniffing stuff all day. Let's have 20 minutes for me, you know, I gotta be a little selfish. Greg, we're going to run out of time if I don't get down to business here. So let's jump ahead to AMI TV summer programming, including some new stuff dropping like Dish with Mary and Level Playing Field. We've got you covered, but there's also a new show coming down the pipeline called Mind Your Own Business. What's this one all about?
Yeah, it's hosted by entrepreneur Kevin Shaw, who is blind, and each episode of Mind Your Own Business is going to take viewers into the life of a small business owner who are also members of the disability community, and they're going to share their journey about how they got their business started, but more importantly, they want to speak to mentors about how to grow their businesses, and that's where Mind Your Own Business comes into play.
So tell me a bit more about Kevin Shaw.
Yeah, so like I said, he's the host. He's a member of the blind and partially sighted community, and AMI's worked with Kevin in the past, but he's also an entrepreneur. He founded MenuVox, which is a cell phone app that pushes restaurant menus to your phone to make them fully accessible. So no worries about, you know, going into a restaurant and not knowing what's on the menu. It's being pushed right to your phone. So yeah, he's got a lot of experience as a small business owner himself.
And give me just a taste here, Greg. Who are some of the small business owners that will meet in season one?
Yeah, so Amy Lockwood, she creates large chunky wooden... Yeah, she creates wooden toys for children that are fun and safe for children of all abilities. Her company is in Toronto and it's called Lockwood. Chris Stegas, he's a power wheelchair user who has created the Handy Cup, and it's a plastic cup that attaches to wheelchairs and is easily accessible, flipping the top if you have limited hand movement. And Serena Cormier and Natalie Shearer are two members of the blind and partially sighted community who run Two Canes Consulting, a consulting company out of Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, really cool. I know we've had Amy on the show before, and she was just a delight to speak with, Amy Lockwood. So really cool to see those businesses being profiled. So Greg, here's the important question. When and where can we start catching Mind Your Own Business?
You can check out Mind Your Own Business when it debuts Wednesday, July the 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, of course, you can always stream it online at AMI.ca and the AMI TV app. But mark your calendars, Wednesday, July 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV.
Yeah, the on-demand side is always fun, but it's nice to catch the debut in real time with the rest of the world. You know, it's experiential viewing.
That's right. We're going old school, where you got to tune in and watch the first episode on TV.
Yeah, and how are you going to live tweet at us if you're not watching it live? You know, that way
exactly.
It's more of a community thing. Greg, any other shows you want to put on the radar in regards to AMI TV's programming this summer?
Oh, sure. I mean, throughout the summer, we'll be talking about, you know, level playing field, like you said, Dish with Mary. We've got something actually, I'm kind of breaking news. You're going to be doing something extra special fun that you don't know about yet, because I haven't sent you the email in support of the return of Dish with Mary. So that'll be coming soon. And yeah, lots of documentaries and episodes of our community coming in the summer that we'll speak to in the coming weeks.
I love getting those requests. Hopefully this one involves me shoving food in my face, because I'm
it
really
does.
Oh, there we go. All right. You see, you guys finally know how to hit me. Not just, hey, record a promo. It's like, no, shove this food in your face. All right. I can do that through and through. Hey, Greg, let's pick up on a thread the last time you and I were talking. We were looking ahead to the CBC's summer and fall TV schedule and talking about the importance of telling Canadian stories. And we didn't get a chance to explore it as thoroughly as I wanted to. So typically, the CBC was the place. It was the home of telling what were supposed to be Canadian stories. Do you feel like it's still the place and that the stories are still fitting that bill?
Yeah, I absolutely do. There have been, especially from an Indigenous storytelling angle, and of course you were in Winnipeg earlier this week, talking about those types of issues and those real stories. And a show like Bones of Crows is coming up in the fall on CBC, and it's a five-part hour-long drama that's being told through the eyes of a Cree matriarch named Aline Spears as she survives Canada's residential school system to continue her family's generational fight in the face of systemic starvation, racism, and sexual abuse. And to be honest with you, Dave, unless you were watching a documentary or a feature film, I don't think you can get stories like this anywhere else. CBC is the place to go for stories, Indigenous storytelling, but also, you know, other Canadian stories as well are being told. There was a show called The Porter last season that was talking about Black porters on the Canadian trains and the stuff that they had to endure as they tried to start their first ever union. And so, yeah, I think that CBC is really the only place that you can find that kind of storytelling in Canada.
I think they've done a really nice job too in doing some contemporary storytelling as well. Places like Kim's Convenience were a show that encapsulated something that was Canadian. Homeland, although again that's it's more of an Alberta experience, but again you're capturing shows and experiences that are Canadian. And even to a certain extent, Schitt's Creek was a show that really focused something. It was quirky, it was different, but it maybe fit into that Canadian mold. We've seen the explosion of the caliber of Canadian TV, and the CBC really has been at the front of that.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, selling shows internationally, you know, you just mentioned Schitt's Creek, which wasn't, you know, it became a worldwide hit once it went to Netflix. And without CBC, it never would have been on the air. And the same thing with Kim's Convenience, you know, finding international coverage and internet, you know, being beloved around the world. It wouldn't have, no one would have known about it if it hadn't been for the CBC.
Greg, I think I know where we're going to land on this issue. Myself, as someone who worked for the company for a number of years and had a tremendously pleasant experience there, you as a TV fanatic yourself, we get these conversations around defunding the CBC, which I oftentimes find are, I'll call them misguided, but sometimes also had in bad faith. Where do you stand on those conversations as they're being had?
Yeah, I feel the same way that you do, Dave. I think that those that say that the CBC should be defunded may be basing those thoughts and comments on their political leanings and also on their beliefs. Because aside from their thoughts on how the news is being delivered and perhaps saying that, you know, whatever government is in power, the government-funded network is bad, CBC really is the only place that you can find Canadian stories being told in its primetime lineup. You know, you go to the other networks in Canada and, you know, you might find the odd medical drama or cop drama that's telling Canadian stories, but really CBC from top to bottom, when you're tuning into primetime daytime programming for children, it's all Canadian content and it's telling our stories.
I believe the number is also around 7 million Canadians that would not have access to any TV or radio without the CBC. So there are parts of the country that get exclusively their journalism and entertainment through the CBC, with a lack of proper TV infrastructure or the profit margins for a lot of companies to make the investment in the infrastructure of those places. Now, that number I'm quoting you is maybe about 10 years old. Maybe that number's changed a little bit, but we're still talking about millions of people who rely upon the CBC.
Yeah, you're right. And it travels over to CBC Gem as well, the streaming service. It's available for free. And, you know, you may not have cable, but you know, a lot of people do have internet. So you always have access to those stories.
Greg, thank you for revisiting this with me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.